Today, Hamas vows to commit more war crimes against Israel while the anti-Semitism continues to grow in America. And another piece of hard evidence that Joe Biden is, well, as corrupt as we all knew that he was. We've got all of that and more coming up, but it all starts right now. Welcome to the News and Why It Matters. I am Sarah Gonzalez, and I am joined today by Yacoub Bouyans, Blaze TV contributor and host of The Bottom Line, along with Jason Buttrell, chief researcher of the Glenn Beck Program. And I want to get right. There's no shortage of things to talk about today. I feel like I say that every day, and none of it is good. We'll put it that way. So a senior Hamas official has gone on television and vowed that they will continue to attack Israel until the country is destroyed. And remember, as we, I'm gonna go ahead and play this, and then I'm gonna read you what he's actually saying, because obviously it is subtitled. But remember, the October 7th is the day that they went in and completely infiltrated into Israel and began, you know, raping women and children in the streets and killing babies in Israel completely unprovoked. So just as a reminder, when he talks about October 7th, that's what he is talking about. So let's play this senior Hamas official. He says, Israel is a country that has no place on our land. We must remove that country because it constitutes a security, military, and political catastrophe to the Arab and Islamic nation, and it must be destroyed. We are not ashamed to say this with full force. We must teach Israel a lesson, and we will do this again and again. The Al-Aqsa flood is just the time. We have the determination, the resolve, and the capabilities to fight. Will we have to pay a price? Yes, and we are ready to pay it. We are called a nation of martyrs, and we are proud to sacrifice martyrs. We did not want to harm civilians. Okay. But there were complications on the ground, and there was a party in the area with civilian population. It was a large area across 40 kilometers. The occupation must come to an end. She says, occupation where? The Gaza Strip. No, I'm talking about all the Palestinian islands. Does that mean the annihilation of Israel? Yes, of course. The existence of Israel is illogical. The existence of Israel is what causes all that pain, blood, and tears. It is Israel, not us. We are the victims of the occupation, period. Therefore, nobody should blame us for the things that we do. On October 7th, October 10th, October 1 million, everything we do is justified. Gentlemen, your thoughts.
Okay. Jason, here's what needs to happen today. Brand new deck of cards. Ace of spades. Knock them off. And go down the line.
IDF already has it, guaranteed.
That's it. Mm. That's what has to happen. He was also featured in the front. Did you see them pray and celebrate? Have you seen that video?
Mm-mm.
Where they get on their knees and pray moments after civilians were slaughtered and kids were decapitated. They went in and prayed. They shot a video of it. He was the leader, mm-hmm. on his face, on his carpet, praying to his false god that is abandoned. By the way, the god he serves also murdered children.
Can you, on that point, can you put that picture back up of him really quickly?
I'm sure that, yep.
Is that doable? How do you think he got that callus on his forehead? That's his prayer position.
Yeah.
That's 100%. A callus because he's a religious fanatic, exactly how you said.
100%.
Glorifying things mm-hmm. like that's his justification for killing Jews.
100%. Mm-hmm. But remember, this is a religion serving a master that abused children. Fact. Again, I'll say it again. Coming from Ishmael, who was under a curse, take it or leave it, a land that God gave to Israel. This is a religious war. They can say whatever they want. Why doesn't a single Islamic nation accept the Palestinians?
Right.
Nobody will take them.
Because they're terrorists.
Exactly.
Yep. Egypt knows this. The Jordanians know this. They all know it.
So make the deck of cards. Mark the faces of all. I don't know if Control can get that video. It's online. But of them praying, it's the leadership. It's Hamas leadership, right? Mm-hmm. There's 10, 12 of them, right? Make the deck of cards. Go to work, Bibi.
Yeah, it is, Jason, obviously, I want to get your thoughts, but as someone who is not, I'm obviously not a, you know, a foreign intelligence expert or anything, but it is weird, I thought, to hear him say, like on one side of his mouth, he says, oh, well, we didn't. That wasn't the plan to kill civilians. We didn't mean to do that. And well, right. And then he goes, but we're justified in everything we do. And we're, there's going to be more October 7th. So it's like,
it's just eradicate Israel.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So why even bother pretending like you didn't mean to do that? Well, I mean, that clearly was part of your plan. You're saying it in the other half of your, you know, diatribe. So why not just say that that's what you intended to do? It was very weird to me.
Yeah, well, so he just justified publicly on new on public news exactly the reason why IDF needs to do what they need to do. Yeah. This guy's a moron. Yeah. And he's a moron because your question's very valid. There's confliction there. Yeah. So why is there confliction? Because they know the grand strategy is to attack Israel, to provoke a very severe response, and then they let the international community, all the sheep in the Western media, and all the sheep in the United Nations, which, by the way, tomorrow's a very big day at the UN Human Rights Council.
Yep.
Guess who's taking over the chairmanship? Iran.
Yes.
Tomorrow. Mm. What a joke of an organization the UN is. But anyway, I digress. The whole purpose of their little campaign is to get the West, Western media, to do their dirty work and come down and do a massive pressure campaign on Israel. That's the entire point. So his little not really knowing how to handle that situation is the confliction within him on that. It is a bold-faced lie that they did not plan to attack civilians. He blamed that party as if the party got in the way. We now have detailed attack plans that show that they planned on hitting a youth center as well as, what was the other? Oh, elementary school. Mm-hmm. That was in their pre-planned attack plans. And it wasn't just, oh, we accidentally ran into this party.
Right.
They went to the kibbutzes, the little villages.
Yep. Right.
They went into the homes and tortured people there.
Right.
They didn't all of a sudden just run into these kibbutzes and go, oops, we didn't know there was a kibbutz here. We didn't know there's innocents inside these homes. Right. They went home to home, systematically killing them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't by accident decapitate children.
Yeah.
You don't by accident kidnap paraplegic Israelis that are on full life support of their families. Mm-hmm. This, he said it later, he says, they want to eradicate Israel. Here's what I'll say to you, dude. Good luck, because you lose. God will win. God reigns supreme. You serve some false god that you've got to martyr and kill people to get his approval for, okay? Yeah. We serve a God that sacrificed his only son for our sins. You serve a God that says, kill your own. Martyrs, did you hear he talks about his own people? We'll put up martyrs, gladly. Mm-hmm. We'll kill our own people. That's a tyrant that has no place to walk free in civilization.
I will say that we are living in a very odd time. So this is going to get a lot worse. The persecution against Jews is going
to
get a lot worse. And Christians. Yeah. But the Jews always get it first. All throughout history, guaranteed. It's one of the saddest stories in time. It really is. They never catch a break. They're always the first ones to get hit. They're always the first ones to get blamed. And we are living in a time as this is getting worse. We are living in a time of early 1930s Germany, where we sit back when we were in high school learning these things in textbooks, and it doesn't jive with your mind, right? You're like, how did the entire country allow this to happen? How did so many people just turn their eyes as Jews were getting rounded up, as Stars of David were getting put on their clothes, as their homes and businesses were being marked? You see, in France lately. In France, they are putting the Star of David on Jewish-owned businesses and homes. This is the beginning.
To mark them.
This is to mark them. Now we have Western journalists who are taking the side of Hamas. Would you send your, if you're a Jew right now and you have a child in a college university or an American university, get them out.
Pull them out.
They are not safe.
Pull them out.
American universities, they are not safe. That is wild.
Yeah.
And you have Congress people. You have the Hamas caucus here in the United States taking that side, validating all the bullcrap that they believe. This is that moment in history where if you do not take a stand, if a Jew lives next to you and you see a Star of David, someone
there
puts it there.
Thank you.
Right there. You put a Star of David on your home. You put a Star of David on your business. Do not turn your back like the Germans did right before World War II. Do not. Take a stand. Side by side is how we get through.
Absolutely.
So I want to, you're talking about what's going on in other countries. Let's talk about what's going on here as well. I know that we've been showing all of these pro-Palestinian protests, you could call them, Queers for Palestine, whatever the hell else you want to. It's ridiculous. Oh, these people are sheep. But here's Patrick Dye, 21. He's a self-identified Hamas fighter, and he was busted for allegedly threatening to kill Jews at Cornell University. So he was in court today, but this lovely, lovely kid, I shouldn't say kid, he's grown enough to know better. He said, let's see, he went under the name Hamas Soldier online and said, "Watch out, pig Jews. Jihad is coming. Nowhere is safe. Your synagogues will become graveyards. Your women will be raped and your children will be beheaded. Glory to Allah." Here's another one. "If I see another Jew on campus, if I see a pig male Jew, I will stab you and slit your throat. If I see another pig female Jew, I will drag you away and rape you and throw you off a cliff." I'm not sure that I need to keep going on these. There are several more of these. This is someone, to Jason's point, on Cornell University property, going to school there, who speaks like this. Now, of course, he was arrested, but who else is, I mean, this is all the rage now. This is the new craze, is you got to be pro-Hamas, I guess, if you are indoctrinated in one of these liberal universities. Now, all of a sudden, because, you know, first, they stopped teaching history, so that you wouldn't understand who's the good guys, who's the bad guys. Maybe both sides are bad. In this particular case, I don't think so. In Ukraine and Russia, perhaps. But the point is, they stopped teaching history at all. So they could just now tell you the Palestinians are the oppressed people, and this is what you need to believe, and shame on Israel for daring attack them. These people are these people living in Gaza. This is war crimes. Oh, okay. Well, maybe we should start with what Hamas did to them. But no, they don't want to go there.
It goes even beyond, Sarah, of refusing to teach history and tell the truth. Tonight on Glenn's TV show, we're gonna show you a video of one of the leading progressive, one of the crazy, like, gender theory type, you know, teachers, DEI, all that stupid bullcrap. One of the leading, pushers of that on college campuses. We have a video of her. Yeah, that's her. Can't remember her name. Judith something. But she actually says to the people listening to her that both Hamas and Hezbollah are social progressives, which are part of the global left. Two terror groups. She says that. So she's gathering them in.
Because
under
she
her
means
wing.
It. She, they mean it.
She does. Jason. Judith Baker, by the way.
Judith Baker. Thank you.
They mean it.
This is what if you send your kids to a university, mm-hmm. this is the crap they're getting. That idiot, you know, that mm-hmm. is now in court. That's what he grew up on hearing.
Yeah.
They're indoctrinated. That's the indoctrination of our youth.
Jason,
this generation is.
I've got friends. Wow. I've got friends who I spoke to 2 weeks ago, who their dream is to send their kid on this college scholarship to Yale and to Harvard. And I go, bad parent, horrible parent. Oh, they got to go have the college experience. My alma mater. I couldn't give a rip. You need to wake up. You're a bad parent. You are abdicating your responsibility as a citizen of the United States, as a parent, if you proclaim to be a Christian, as a son or daughter of God. You know who should be thrown into the mix here? Chancellor of Cornell, the boosters of Cornell, mm-hmm. the dean of Cornell. Mm-hmm. Name all of them. Name them. Label them. Brand them. They allow this to happen on their campuses because they kiss the ring, because money is their God, Sarah. One kid on campus, he's allowed to do this.
Right.
He's allowed to do this. So go after, because these campuses, tell me what Cornell had to say about this. Zero. Cornell's quiet. Harvard's quiet. Tell me what the airport had to say about it in Germany when they're flooding. Zero. It's aiding and abetting. Mm-hmm. It's standing by. You are as guilty if you aid and abet, if you stick your head in the sand, as the one that's doing it. The getaway driver as the bank robber, okay? Mm-hmm. This is the hour in our lifetime where we are seeing God separate the wheat from the chaff, even in the church. Those who will stand and those who will not. Let it be known.
Yeah.
Right now, because judgment day will come. And that, buddy, hell is hot.
By the way, just to add to this, before we change topics here after the break, the White House said that Joe Biden would veto legislation that would be a standalone Israel funding bill. You know, this is something that the new speaker had brought about, has said we're not going to tie up a bill that gives funding to Ukraine and Israel and Gaza. And oh, yeah, by the way, last in line, our own border. We're not going to do that. We need to vote on everything separately. And the White House said no. So they said that the $9 billion in Biden's request geared toward humanitarian efforts in Ukraine, Israel and Gaza is a, quote, moral imperative. And denying it would be a, quote, grave mistake. Humanitarian aid is critically needed to alleviate the suffering of civilians in Gaza, but it is also crucial to support for innocent Ukrainians facing the brutality of Putin's war. That conflict and extremism will be much more likely to spread without humanitarian aid, which will, quote, only benefit Hamas and other malign actors, end quote. So for all that Joe Biden wants to say, look, he's reading words on a piece of paper, and the words on the piece of paper are correct, but This is how he acts. When the rubber meets the road, this is the Biden-Harris administration. This is how much they think of Israel as their ally. Quick last words, gentlemen.
Spoken like Satan. Take the truth and just twist it just a little bit.
Yeah.
Tie up all that money. If he wants to threaten a veto, then you do your job as a congressman and
tie
do
up.
Not release a single dime of that until we fix this crap.
Amen. All right, we've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more, but we want to thank our sponsor, Birch Gold. So there's another government shutdown looming yet again, and our wise leaders deal with it how they always do, by more, like, you just spend more, you can just print more money. What's going to happen? Nothing could go wrong there. Yeah, well, while lawmakers are high-fiving, maybe your savings account is going to continue to lose value because more spending obviously weakens the dollar. So might I suggest that now is the time that you look into diversifying into gold with the help of Birch Gold Group. When you open a gold IRA, for every $10,000 that you spend by December 22nd, Birch Gold will send you a free gold bar. You can text the word Y to 989898 to claim eligibility before Black Friday. They can also help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a gold IRA. You're not going to be out of pocket any money, and you're still going to get the free gold bars. So don't let your savings become a victim of the further devaluation of the dollar. Text the word Y to 989898. You're going to get that free info kit. Claim your eligibility before Black Friday to free gold. Who doesn't want free gold? Just make sure to claim your eligibility before Black Friday. Text the word Y to 989898. All right, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer recently unveiled yet another piece of evidence in the paper trail linking Joe Biden to corrupt business deals with his son Hunter, and this one in particular to a corrupt Chinese firm. Now, I want to warn Jason, I don't know if you've watched this clip of James Comer explaining this. If you had hair, you would want to pull it out because it's all things that I'm sure you've been sounding the alarm about with Glenn for literally years now. But I want to play James. It's a couple minutes long, so it's kind of a long clip, but it explains it very well, linking all of these payments and tracing it back to Joe Biden. Here's James Comer.
Remember when Joe Biden told the American people that his son didn't make any money in China?
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China.
Well, not only did he lie about his son, Hunter, making money in China,
but
it also
thing,
turns out that $40,000
yeah,
in laundered China money landed in Joe Biden's bank account in the form of a personal check. And the Oversight Committee has it. Here's how Joe Biden benefited from his family's shady deal with CEFC, a Chinese Communist Party-linked company. It all began with a shakedown in the summer of 2017, when Hunter Biden sent a message to his CEFC associate demanding a $10 million capital payment. As Hunter Biden extorted this associate, Hunter claimed he was sitting with his father and that the Biden network would turn on his associate if he didn't pony up the money. The extortion scheme worked. Days later, $5 million flowed in from a Chinese affiliate of CEFC. Over the following 3 weeks, Biden family members made a series of complicated financial transactions to hide the source of the China money. Here's how that happened. First, Northern International Capital, a Chinese company associated with CEFC, wired $5 million to Hudson West 3, a joint venture established by Hunter Biden and a CEFC associate. Then Hudson West 3 sent $400,000 to an entity owned and controlled by Hunter Biden. Next, Hunter Biden wired $150,000 to Lionhall Group, a company owned by James and Sarah Biden. Sarah Biden then withdrew $50,000 in cash from Lionhall Group. Later the same day, she deposited it into her and James Biden's personal checking account. A few days later, Sarah Biden cut a check to Joe Biden for $40,000. The memo line of the check said, loan repayment. Like the payment to Joe from AmeriCorps funds, it's certainly plausible that this payment where James and Sarah used funds from China was indeed a loan payment to Joe. But even if this $40,000 check was a loan repayment from James Biden, it still shows how Joe benefited from his family cashing in on his name, with money from China, no less. Without his family peddling his name and his son threatening a CEFC associate with consequences that he said Joe Biden knew about, James wouldn't have had the money to write the $40,000 check to his brother Joe. It's also worth remembering that Biden family efforts to secure millions from this Chinese company began when Joe Biden was still vice president. In taking funds sourced to a CCP-linked company that wanted to advance China's interest, Joe Biden exposed himself to future blackmail and put America's interest behind his own desire for money. The House Oversight Committee will continue to follow the money and hold President Biden accountable for his corruption.
Are you shocked, Jason?
Oh, gosh. That's just what?
Can you pick your jaw up off the floor?
No, I was like, what the what?
Did he just give you brand new information that you had no idea about?
So the $40,000 payment specifically is interesting to me, especially the check and where you see the four at the bottom, loan repayment. Mm-hmm. That catches my eye, and that's very interesting. When we were doing one of our chalkboards on all of this stuff, I kind of had to become a somewhat expert in money laundering. Never thought I'd hear myself say that.
Someone check Jason's accounts.
Oh, I didn't get any of it, please. But we were looking at how payments from some of these corrupt banks and some of these oligarchs were stealing basically money that was coming from the U.S. government, and they were shooting it out to organizations. Similar, it looked awfully similar. It'd be like this company held by this person, but then there's a shell company that's named something a little bit similar, and it goes all the way around. But when they would make the payments, they would label the laundered payments as payments for loans,
yes,
or loan repayments.
Yes.
The exact same language is on that check. Mm-hmm. So I don't, Comer's being, you know, giving him a little leeway with saying it's plausible.
No.
It's not very plausible.
No.
It's about that much plausible. Right,
Jason,
there.
This is the second check that we featured on this show that reads loan repayment. There was 100,000,
yeah,
another check, as a loan repayment.
That's such bullcrap.
So the loans are racking up here.
Yeah.
Also, like, how does Joe Biden have so much cash on hand to just, as a public official for the 180 million years that he's been alive, to just be handing this?
You need to make Joe now proof that he made the loan. Show us that initial transaction to his brother.
See, and
so show us that transaction, which doesn't exist.
That's what makes this hard to actually
try to track.
Because he'll say, oh, well, I loaned him $1,000. You know, you won't find that on the books, but that was, you know, for...
That's why they call it loan repayment.
Exactly, mm-hmm, to fix his car. And then there was another $500 this year to...
I didn't track it.
Eventually, it added up to around 40 grand. Just trust us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're all in agreement that nothing is going to happen to Joe Biden, right?
Nothing's going to happen, but it doesn't mean he's not a crook.
Oh, well, of course he is, and we'll keep covering, you know, whatever they come out with, but I think it's frustrating more than anything else to hear these people just continue to be like, yeah, this guy's corrupt as hell, and here's the evidence, but at the end of the day, there's no... Look, what was it that... Who was it that said it's going to take them 20 years before they unravel all of these different... Who was it,
the
Jason?
Burisma head.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, there is something to that. Maybe it wasn't 20 years, but it's like there are so many different pieces,
layers.
So many different layers that they know that there isn't a tangible smoking gun, so there always will be plausible deniability if you do it correctly, I guess.
And different jurisdictions, because now you have to go in and say, okay, these companies, then look into where are they, what's the jurisdiction for the company. Then you're going to find some of these companies, we have no jurisdiction to have...
Right. Like
requests for financials where we can't audit them, where we, you know,
ask Zelensky if he'll go ahead and help us out by you know, giving us evidence against the guy that's writing him a blank check every month.
The crazy thing is you'll get a few pundits out there that are left wing, that people like someone like Bill Maher or something like that will fully come out and say, okay, this there's something going on with this family. It's fishy. He might even say clearly looking corrupt. Yeah. But the thing is that they all know it. They don't care. They do not care.
No.
And not only are they corrupt, but they're going to get away with it because they're too big
to fail.
They'll
do it again.
They'll do it again, and they still don't care.
No. Yeah.
They don't. That's the state of our country right now.
I know. All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be back with more, but we want to thank our sponsor of this segment, Relief Factor. So those of you who you may have, I don't know, you have like knee problems or back problems, neck problems, whatever the case may be, you just sort of go through life thinking this is just how life is now. You know, I'm just kind of, I gripe at my family more because I'm in constant pain and it's nagging me and I get more impatient quicker. That's not actually the way your life has to be. Might I suggest you try Relief Factor? It is an anti-inflammatory. It's all natural, but it actually targets, it gets to the root cause of people's pain, which is the inflammation in your body that's doing the damage. So it's not just going to be a topical cream that's going to, you know, like wear off very quickly and then you're going to be in pain, or you can take like a million Aleve. Who knows what that's doing to your internal organs? Try Relief Factor. It can be life-changing if it can get you out of pain. And odds are it's going to, because 70% of the people who order their three-week quick start that they have online for $19.95, go on to keep ordering more. It's working for that many people. And when you take the three-week quick start as directed, you will know if it's going to work for you by the end of that trial pack. So you can go to relieffactor.com, get that quick start over at relieffactor.com. The trial that's happening over in Colorado to determine whether former President Donald Trump would be taken off of the state 2024 GOP primary ballot has been going. I need a graphic of like all of the different places that Trump is on trial and what they are, and just be like, lay it out on the screen and be like, this one is the one we're talking about today, because it can get confusing with all of these different charges that they're throwing his way. But this one, of course, is to get him taken off of the primary ballot. And it's been fascinating reading about this. There was one particular expert. Dr. Peter Simi, he's a sociology professor at Chapman University, and he got on the stand to talk about, yes, far-right extremism. He is the expert. He has been studying it for more than 20 years. And I want you guys to know that this guy, expert, okay, he testified today that Trump has actually called for violence. And he hasn't seen another American political figure endorse violence the way that Trump has. And then the court saw this clip in particular. Watch.
I think one of our great achievements will be election security, because nobody until I came along had any idea how corrupt our elections were. And again, most people would stand there at 9 o'clock in the evening and say, I want to thank you very much. And they go off to some other life. But I said, something's wrong here. Something's really wrong. Can't have happened. And we fight. We fight like hell. And if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore.
Oh no. Well, that couldn't have been metaphorical. He clearly was calling for violence. And by the way, no one on the left has ever called for any sort of violence or taking to the streets or getting up in Trump supporters' faces. That's never happened.
No.
That's never. It's not like there are 25-minute videos online of different clips of all of these left-leaning politicians literally calling for violence, literally
and celebrities.
Calling for them to take
Johnny
to the
Depp
streets.
Asking when last was a president.
Yes. Yes.
Assassinated.
Yes.
Madonna.
Yeah. Kathy Griffin holding up a beheaded.
Maxine Waters.
You can go on and on and on. I mean, not one. Mm-hmm. Hundreds.
Yes, but oh my gosh, yes, the president's saying fight like hell.
In the words of Chris Cuomo, when are these ever supposed to be, you know, nonviolent? Where does it say that? Any of these movements?
That's a great point. Well, when it comes to Black Lives Matter,
that only applies
to Black Lives Matter. Yeah. That doesn't apply to anything
else. It's interesting they didn't continue that clip because literally just a few seconds after that, he was like, all right, I know you're going to go protest. Do it peacefully
and patriotically. Right. Make
your
voices
heard. That kind
of
blows up the entire thing.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. But that's the clip that they played, right? And by the way, I just want to play as well the Colorado Secretary of State, who said this was on Fox News, I believe. She's like, listen, don't worry. This is not election interference. Putting all this out, trying to get him off the ballot. There's no election interference going on here, guys. Watch.
Having a court weigh in when there is reason to weigh in is exactly how our system should work. Filing a case because there's questions about the U.S. Constitution is not election interference. It's abiding by a society that puts laws over strongmen, insurrectionists, and rebellion.
But you're labeling him. Oh, you're so fair. Oh, you're moral high horse. You righteous idiot. Self-righteous idiot. You're so fair. That in the moment, you call him an insurrectionist, you call him all these things, but it's balanced, guys. It's fair and balanced. We're just going to go to the court. Never mind that the court's completely swayed to the left, that the judge is bought off, that the DA is as corrupt as Joe Biden himself, right? Forget about all that. It's fair because we tell you now for the moment, it's fair. Mm. We're going to take the insurrectionist and let the court decide if he actually is. Where's innocent until proven guilty? You've never had facts on this man. Not an iota. Nothing. Zilts. But they're not going to stop. If it's not, take him off the ballot. Now you have to go. Now Trump's whole team had to fly to Colorado and go fight. It's distraction.
Oh, oh, oh. Use the F word.
Oh, no.
Buddy. Did we strike
Let me tell you something.
Oh, no.
For violence.
Oh, no.
You better fight. Moms better fight. You better fight for your freedom in this country. You're going to lose it. But now they've got to go. Get this right to be on the ballot, and then if it doesn't go well, you'll watch the other states. So it's impeach him here, if you can't impeach him, accuse him here, get documents from his home. Heck, see if he wears the right shoes. If not, go after these companies, go after these children's companies. Just it is a whatever mentality. Mm-hmm. At all cost, whatever. Get him disqualified.
That's absolutely the plan. You're exactly right, Yaku. It's to get it done wherever they can get it done first and then use that as kind of like a case law type thing and let it cascade to as many states. I love the fact where she's like, yeah, this is not election interference. It's just when you show up for election day, you can't vote for him. I mean, election interference used to be more subtle.
Right.
It was quiet.
Right.
You know, it was like that dirty joke that you don't want, you know, your kids to hear.
Yeah.
You know, you did it, you whispered about it. Now it's just like, there you go.
I love that she's like, well, no, we just want to make sure that all of our lawmakers are like following laws and that there's no corruption and that everyone's by the book. It's like, really? Because I seem to recall a certain president who made a phone call trying to make sure that everyone was playing by the book and you impeached him over it.
Yep.
So I really don't think that you guys give a crap about making sure that all the rules are followed because that kind of was what he was doing and you impeached him over the phone call. Weird.
This is my frustration. You know, even as I talked to you guys offline on a situation yesterday, we never play to this level. Not that we have to stoop down to their immorality, but play to win. Expose all their true corruption. Expose, and you say, well, Yaku, we do. Not these kind of people. They walk away. The Faucis are still walking away from there. It's easy to go after Joe Biden. It's easy to defend a Joe Biden from their perspective. But we have to create, we have to create an avalanche like they do. They play by a different metric. They band together, they sing from one book, they get scripted, they have a cohesive strategy. Their call to action is infinitely more cohesive than the Republicans' call to action. Republicans don't have a clear call to action, county to county, state to state. It is a hodgepodge approach to a common goal, right? They are nefarious. They have a single vision, they serve Satan, number one, and then they go. And it is, that's who played the clip. I think it was Benny Johnson the other day that said again, here's why I don't trust the media. And it was just news anchors repeating the same phrase.
Yeah.
And we've seen it 100 times over the years, but it's still there.
Yeah.
And the American people consume it and go, yeah, that's kind of bad. They won't stop. I always say Satan doesn't self-correct. Mm-hmm. You cut his head off. You cut the head off the snake. You don't ask the snake not to bite.
Yeah.
You know, one of the humongous mistakes and miscalculations I see on where we are today is when Trump said, lock her up, the entire country wanted to see her mm-hmm. pay for some of her crimes. Mm-hmm. Then when he got into office, he just forgave it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And basically said, well, that was a campaign thing I used to get elected.
Bad.
Well, so we saw that. We kind of just like let it slide. The left saw that, did not let that slide. So ever since then, they heard the chance of lock her up, and they were like, okay, that's exactly what we're going to do to you, 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 you.
But they'll follow
and
through.
And all your supporters, and they'll follow through.
Exactly. They follow through. Exactly. They play to win.
Yes. Yeah, and there are no rules.
We play to play.
The rules. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Right, right, exactly. All right, let's go ahead and take another quick break. We'll be back with more. But I want to thank new sponsor of the program, a company that I've been talking to for a while here, Preborn. And look, I understand that Roe versus Wade was overturned, but like our society, I don't know if you guys have noticed, has become a little bit ravenous to like kill babies in the womb. According to a former Satanist, actually, the demonic forces have a bloodlust for the innocents and sickly believe their blood sacrifice empowers evil. We are fighting a spiritual battle here as we try to protect the most innocent among us, which obviously are babies in their mother's womb. So Preborn is standing on the front lines of this battle, and they have a network of clinics. They're positioned in the highest abortion areas, often right next to all of these abortion mills where all of this evil takes place every single day. So what Preborn is going to do is offer, of course, God's love and life to protect hurting women and precious preborn babies. And they have these ultrasounds, the ultrasound that they show the mom. And when the mom sees the heartbeat, they see that this is an actual real life inside them, and they don't listen to the left's lies that it's just a clump of cells. They see the truth. A baby is much more likely to be saved. And every time a baby is saved, which happens 200 times a day, good conquers evil and more innocent life is born here in America. Please make your most generous gift to empower good and rescue precious souls. For just $28, you can sponsor an ultrasound that doubles a baby's chance at life. You can donate securely if you dial on your phone, #250 and say the keyword baby. That is #250 baby. Or you can go to preborn.com/Sarah. That is preborn.com/Sarah. All right, I'm sure you guys, I'm going to give you another story that you're going to be shocked to hear. McDonald's and Chipotle restaurants in California are going to increase their prices in response to a minimum wage increase that was signed by, of course, Governor Gavin Newsom. So this is a new $20 per hour minimum wage. And again, shockingly, companies are like, we can't afford that without adding it into what we're charging, because you can't expect the company to just eat that money. And so now, of course, you will see the result of all of these Democrat policies, because it always trickles back to you. It's always going to trickle back to you. So $20 per hour to flip burgers. Congratulations. Mm. You get to pay more.
Yeah. And the person who now gets paid $20 is now going to pay $3 more for their own burger when they go buy it at another place, or their own meal.
Right.
And it's just taxation. Just call it what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's on the back of the American taxpayer, and it's all campaign rhetoric. I raised minimum wages, says Gavin Newsom. He doesn't say, I made the one who I raised the minimum wage for go bankrupt in the process. I basically priced all the restaurants out of the market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one can keep up. No, the employer should just pay more. In what universe has that ever happened?
Yeah, ever.
Economics just don't work that way.
Right. Well, and also, I mean, the idea that there should be a minimum wage is just so stupid. Like, okay, great. Why not $100? It's just an arbitrary number. Exactly. It's a completely arbitrary. Okay, why not $200? Why not $1 million an hour? Like, who dictates why $20 an hour is the right number?
Well, it's a living wage.
Exactly. And that's another thing that they say. Oh, it's a living wage. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean that you get to go get your nails done and you get the latest iPhone and you get all, like, what does livable wage mean? They never are able to define these terms, because it means whatever they want it to mean to get what they want, which is more free.
I've had so many conversations
with
my kids over this because they've been trying to find jobs now. Yeah. Well, my daughter has got a good job now, but my son is at that point in his life where he's going to get, you know, a summer job. And it's getting harder and harder for him to find a job because they're starting to already give the jobs that he would have gotten, they're giving them to older people that have even more qualifications.
Of course.
So teenagers, and especially, let's say you're a parent, single or, you know, young or whatever, but you're around 18, 19 years old. How are you going to find a job in this climate?
You're not competing with 35-year-olds.
Exactly. Right. And that's who they're going to... So what they're going to do is... did you guys see that story where there was one McDonald's, I can't remember where it was at, but it was $18.50 or something like that for a Big Mac combo meal. $18.50. You can go to a nice restaurant and get that.
It was Connecticut, yeah,
it was
I'm told.
Connecticut.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what you're looking at now in places like California, but it's going to get worse than that because they're going to have a few older people with more qualifications that they have to have in the store. But then the other non-essentials, they're not going to want to pay that amount of money to someone that has no education and is not qualified. Jason, so that's going to be more automated.
Well, exactly right.
Either it's going to go automated to now nobody's working. Or you can drive through any Chick-fil-A, even Chick-fil-A at the moment. The age demographic has shifted. Mm-hmm. Those who are serving you fast food, they are in their mid to late 20s. They're the type of individual that used to be serving at a nicer restaurant that's now at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And so you cannot do something like this without it impacting the whole ecosystem.
Right.
Yeah. This is a crazy time. Everything's about to get flipped upside down. Have you guys seen the new Amazon stores, grocery stores?
No.
So they're powered by Amazon AI, and there's one in DFW Airport.
In the airport,
In the airport.
I refuse to use them.
So you go, and what you do is you go up to
There's no person.
There's one person. He's outside the store.
Outside.
And he's only there. He didn't even hardly speak English, but he's only there to tell you what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
What you do is you scan your credit card, then the doors open, you walk in, and there's thousands of cameras watching you.
You just take stuff off the shelf and walk out.
I don't like that.
You walk to the exit, and then it like kind of shows you the price. And then you redo it, and then you walk out, and then it automatically charges your card. That's the future.
That's wild.
Those jobs right there that they're virtue signaling on raising the minimum wage, they're gone.
They're gone.
Right, exactly. Okay, let's go ahead. We got to take another break. But I want to remind you guys, if you haven't been to the new Blaze.com, make sure to go there. We took a risk. Got rid of big tech and all of the ads. So you're now going to see a completely new, redesigned, ad-free site. And we would ask that you would subscribe. It's very little. Those of you who are already Blaze subscribers, it's already included in your subscription. But we would ask that you subscribe. We've got a ton of things, more op-eds, analysis, lifestyle, sports, tech commentary, and no more obnoxious ads. So go check it out.
It zooms without ads.
I know. It's amazing.
We're supposed to be.
And you don't have to see toenails with Funkus on them anymore. This is a win-win.
That's so happy.
Go check out Pat. It's really happy.
He's happy about that.
Go check it out at theblaze.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give you a reminder. This is an old video, but I want to give you a reminder of how dumb the people are that you guys are voting. Well, not you, but Americans are voting for. Here's Cori Bush being embarrassed by a reporter on taxes. Watch.
So you're saying that you're saying that they're paying their fair share is what you're saying.
No, I'm asking what percentage is a fair share.
Their fair share, the same, if a third of my money is going to taxes, then I think a third of their money should be going
to
taxes.
It does.
Well, it does.
I'm trying to understand.
Oh my God.
You realize the effective tax rate on the poor is less than it is on the rich, right?
Okay, so first of all, I'm not the poor. I'm very close to that line, but I'm not the poor.
Okay, so the effective tax rate on the effective tax rate on the middle class is less than it is on the rich, correct?
Gosh! Oh my gosh! Our elected.
Oh my. So, first of all, I got nothing. That was her. So, first of all,
and
I don't
second,
know.
To back my previous point up.
gosh. I mean, I laugh so I don't cry here.
They're
but
never
like,
challenged. They're never challenged on this
but
stuff.
But Sarah, that's what I meant earlier when I said you have to shine the light on them and show the blatant, obvious ignorance.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah.
Undeniable, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Unelectable.
But I think this was before the last election, right?
Yes.
So, like, she said that and they still voted her in. All right. Thanks, guys.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.